It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Cues from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be by now. You know this is your co-host, Michael Akadiri. And to my left, who have I got?
I forgot something.
Oh my goodness. Do you know how long it takes me to perfect that intro? I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to go to the left, to the left.
RC Bill pays permission. Who's that? It's me, it's Darren G. How you doing?
Bang, bang. And to my immediate left, a man who sort of had to disrupt the intro to get some spectacles.
Fuck, this water's so cold.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, you're done, though. Kazeem Jamal, live in the flesh.
All right. I know you feel lost about your normal...
Hey, it's over. You feel lost.
Yeah, you need to find yourself, man.
Hey, it's gone.
It's gone, yeah. Sometimes you got to let it go, man.
Yeah, man.
Everything comes to an end.
I'll try and think of a new intro for this year.
Did you get advice from someone to...
No. Anyway, you got a listener's question?
Hey. Hey, thank you for that... That was very good, Darren. That was very, very good. The listeners ain't gonna have a clue, but that's some off-pod chat. But let's get into the listeners' questions. Thank you so much.
Tell him about to make it. One of you's gonna leak it. One of you motherfuckers.
Go leak.
I'm gonna bust you in your stomach.
He over there looking like a walrus. You didn't say nothing. Woo! Hey, listeners' question. Let's focus. Listeners' question. Thank you for sending this in. Much appreciated. I mean, this is a very important topic this listener brought up, man. Very, very important. The listener's got a three-year-old son, and she's worried about the screen time. The screen time. There's too many screens out here. You got the TV screen. Ba-dum. You got an iPad.
Ba-dum.
You got the phone.
Ba-dum.
You got the laptop.
Ba-dum.
You got the whole PC.
Ba-dum.
Too many screens to distract the young people from living life. This mother's
like
concerned.
To Netflix.
Huh? Huh?
You sounded like you're signing into Netflix.
And that's, he only knows that because of the screen time. There's too much screen time going on out here. We're not focused on interaction, person to person. So this mother's worried that any time she's not with her son, whether it's the mornings, the evenings, weekends, and she's not there, and she's left him to the family, to her husband, to the sibling, they just put a screen in front of him. They're not bonding in real life. It's bond via Miss Rachel. Bond via Netflix. Bond via something else, which is not human interaction. She's concerned about the screen time and wants us to know, how can we curb this? How do we encourage her to tell her family members to curb the screen time? And what are the effects of the screen time on the kids?
What's Miss Rachel?
Hey, how old is your child, please?
Yeah, you're not... What's Miss Rachel?
Just under 17 months.
Just under 17. And you have gone 17 months and your son has escaped the claws of Miss Rachel.
Yeah.
Very well. Zadie's has been into her and then gone away. She's not.
She left Miss Rachel.
Yeah, she's
she graduated.
There's a way out. There's another side.
Wow.
She's on the other side.
I didn't
she
know.
Has no interest in Miss Rachel.
Me, really?
What is this?
She's like, and
songs for littles, songs for littles.
Dun, 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 dun. She's like,
was this on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, she's like, I don't know, I'm about to say America's teacher, YouTube. Preschool teacher, but she's like, for the world, the English speaking world.
And there's loads of like copycat.
Oh, they're really bad.
And TikTok gets on their ass.
Oh, yeah, she's like, got some
like, who's this bitch thinking she's Miss Rachel?
Okay. One went like, but word for word, bar for bar, same outfit. She wears like a pink top,
same cadence,
and blue dungarees. This bitch went and copied the whole flow,
whole thing,
everything.
But that's just a tribute act.
I mean,
hey, man, would you want to see a tribute act of your comedy set?
That's a bit different.
I mean, most tribute acts say they're doing the tribute of the person doing the tribute. And they just go, "Hey, I'm Drick."
Can you do who was doing a tribute act of Peter Kay, was it?
Someone I was surprised that at the group, yeah.
Yeah, they're real out here. I was in a comedy competition. This guy started doing Mickey Flanagan out jokes. The audience obviously love Mickey Flanagan. They go nuts. They are loving it. And they vote him through to the next round of the competition.
It's only us as comedians who care about integrity.
No one gives a damn.
The partner is just like, I like that joke. I like, yeah. I'll give you this one because it's this joke they've heard in the pub.
Yeah,
it's not that one.
Oh, giggle on the cruise. That's what you'll get in the toilets. This one you stood around. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
That's the worst line.
It used to be those guys.
It's a joke you can have if you want it.
70s, 80s, like working men's clubs. Yeah. It's the same joke. They invited him back the next week. Right, lads. It's the same routine. Everyone's like, whee.
They love it.
The same the next week.
Exact same.
Someone book me back the next week, I'll be like, lie, bro.
But we've even seen that with, obviously, the Cat Williams situation. People are saying, we know Stead stole the joke, but Stead delivered it better. So, you know, I fuck with Stead. So, you say, it's mainly just comedians who are like, integrity, authenticity, and the partners just want to laugh.
Right, so, screen time.
I use screens. It is the
third. When you say use them, as in like for your children.
It's the third parent in the relationship. Yeah,
you need iPad.
It. You need the screen sometimes. Like you're trying to get in the shower. You're like, right, how can I ensure these kids stay in one place and don't, you know, just go crazy? And it's like, all right, you sit here and you sit in this chair and here's this. Now I'm gonna jump in the shower and come back up. So sometimes you need the screens. You need screens, but I get it though. If I'm just in the house and it's just like the three of us, as in me and the two kids,
then
I generally try to avoid having the TV on.
Mm.
Unless I actually want to do something else, that's it.
Yeah.
But if it's just us, then it's right, we're trying to play a game and I'm just trying to stop Savvy from eating something and trying to stop Zadie from, you know what I mean, screaming at her brother.
So if you use distraction technique,
yeah,
so it's mainly a distraction technique. You need to keep them occupied. Use that magic wand. Bam! What's this? What's this?
Rachel, or if it's like if I'm putting one in the bath. So if usually if I'm like got Xavi in the bath, and Zadie's just on one.
Yeah,
and it's just like, right. Do you want to watch something on your tablet? And she's like, yeah, okay.
Mm.
Or she's got a little toy, like a Yoto, which is like a. It's like you've got these little cards that you put in.
Okay.
And like it reads stories and stuff.
Oh, nice.
So it's not a screen, so it's a little alternative to a screen. But it's
like, a kid Audible.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
so she has that and she'll just sit there and listen to that. But yeah. So, but I always, but yeah. So they're not like the devil, like people make them out to be kind of thing. But we were those parents who claim we're never going to use screens. We're never going to use screens. And we see people in the restaurant with their kids with screens, but terrible.
There's this sort of wall where they almost feel that they're better than the other parents. Yeah. That screen be no screen. That no screen parents feel that they're superior because they are constantly in real life.
Yeah.
They're not looking at the outside world.
You're right, man.
These plants piss me off.
What about you, Kazim?
To be honest, my son loves screens.
Mm.
But not to watch anything.
Right.
So, like, microwave, he's looking at it, like...
Bruh, this... Not necessarily... Do you know what he does like?
Watch machine.
The coffee machine.
Oh, coffee machine.
Mm. Coffee machine. If you don't pick him up to what, so he can watch it froth, he's going to froth your jaw for him.
Ooh!
Yeah, he's about that business. Just looking at
it. About that coffee business.
Oh!
We do it every day, mate. We do it every day.
Twice on Sunday.
Does the same thing, mate, as it did the day before, yeah. But it's like, if you're on your phone, he's like, swear down, phone. He's coming over. And he just likes to see it light up.
Yeah.
Because I gave him an iPad at Christmas because he wouldn't stop touching his sister's one.
So he's got his own?
He broke it.
Okay.
I mean that.
He stood on it.
I mean that seems like a logical outcome.
Yeah. Was it like a spare one or was this brand new?
I bought my mum a new iPad. She gave me her old iPad to give to him.
Okay. All right.
And we thought, yeah, this is gonna be a game changer because like I put all these games, like baby games, on it.
Mm.
Pop the balloon. Man would pop 3 balloons and be like, "Fuck this," and then go back over to his sister's iPad, like, "Swear down."
Backs. That's it.
It's not about the iPad, it's about the thing she has in her hand.
Absolutely. Yeah,
his mum's,
she had an abacus in her hand. Yeah. People are like, "Oh, what, the abacus?"
Absolutely.
His mum's phone is smashed to bits. I don't care because you keep giving him your phone. Yeah?
Oh, he did that.
He will lob it.
Oh, yeah, my son does that. Yeah,
he'll be like, lob it. But he does like phones because he's got a toy phone and he'll put it to his ear.
Yeah.
And it would say hello and stuff like that.
Mm.
But it doesn't hold his attention long enough.
Mm.
Where his sister, boy, she an addict.
I think there's a certain
age. Roblox game. Whew.
Computer games. I want, like, not TV, like playing games and like stuff like that.
And there's hella pedophiles on there.
Oh, is it a live chat or something like that?
It's like, it's just live people are live game, yeah.
Oh damn. I don't know nothing about
live games.
It's a weird universe. I feel sorry for my kids because they're not gonna be able to go with any of that shit because I don't know anything about it.
So you're going straight off.
So it's gonna be the other way. It's gonna be they're gonna be the weird kid who doesn't know Roblox. I don't know enough about the game to be
able. What about parental guidance? All these things surely have parental guidance.
Yeah, but I don't know enough about stuff like that. This is how people circumnavigate it, and they could literally be doing something. I think, I've got the parental guidance on, so it's all good.
Yeah,
and then there's some flipping nonce talking to them.
What we say is do not chat to anyone on there that you don't know, right. So you can add your friends.
Right.
So she'd be like, I'm playing with such and such, and what they'll do, like, they're social, but they're not social, so they'll FaceTime each other, her and her mate, and play Roblox together. They're in the game together and they're on FaceTime together.
That makes sense.
Okay, so it's not like they're streaming.
That's like being in the room with someone playing.
So they're kind of like streaming at each other. Okay.
But you're in the game with each other.
And can you talk in the game?
I don't know. That'd be like me playing you at FIFA and being like, yo,
and admit it,
ready for me to whoop your butt at this game?
And you would love it.
FaceTiming you at the same time.
But you'd love it because when you bag that fourth goal, you just see you know that'd be funny.
Yeah, you love it. Yeah, Kevin Keegan love it, man.
If you imagine, if you beat them, have a little square of my face in the corner.
Yeah, imagine
that. You see me just smash up my joint, my controller.
I need to see the whole pitch.
Master.
So I can't have your face in the corner. I need to see the whole pitch.
Vision.
Poor sport. Yeah, my boy likes screens to an extent. Because he just, like, if you put a front camera on, man loses his mind.
Oh, wow. So when he sees his
he's like, sees himself. Yo, that's us, you know.
That's it. That's me.
Yeah.
He's that's like, me.
How are we here? But I'm also there.
It sounds like, is he like that mirrors as well?
For a while he was like, huh? But you know when that man, like, at a certain age, you're like, you don't even know what you look like. You think you're just seeing another person.
Yeah.
You don't know that's you.
Yeah.
So now, he's kind of like, yeah, I get it. Yeah. Mirror's not so much. Front camera, FaceTime, he thinks he can get in the phone.
Oh, is he trying to launch himself?
He thinks he can get in the phone. And he locks me off of FaceTime all the time.
Xavier
Man will come up to the screen and be like, huh? FaceTime dead.
Yeah, that was... See, Zadie knows how to turn the phone off, so she'll just turn...
Oh,
she was hanging up with people.
Yeah. So, cold.
But yeah, Xavi's on the reflection. So our bathroom cabinet is all mirrored.
Yeah.
And the inside's mirrored. So if you open the door,
baller.
Then that means you can see yourself.
Oh, four times.
Now four times. It's like, this poor boy almost broke his neck. He didn't know what was happening. He was just like...
That's like going in the mazes.
Everywhere.
And you can see me as well holding him. So he's like...
Where did all these other me's come from?
It's me, me.
Poor guy. He just always
going. Sensory overload.
When I did the BBC...
Come on.
I feel like my son was like...
Pause.
Big pause. bro, side note. Has anyone got the young spray clip of when someone says BBC on his podcast?
No, no. Find it. Find it on Twitter. You're the one that told us about it.
I can't find it, man.
Even on Twitter.
Can't find it anywhere. Oh. If anyone's watching this and you got the young spray clip for BBC, send it to me. Anyway, when I did the TV, for the first time especially, my son's head kind of, you saw it like, he was like, nah, fam, I just saw you there. So why are you here?
He was bare.
Because you was just in there.
Perplexed.
Yeah. He couldn't really...
Bamboozled.
Yeah. Screen time, look. Look, like I've said before, like some areas of parenting is a bit difficult for me. So, you know, my son, like his sister, like, you're on it for time, boy? You're on it for time. I don't really know if that's my call to be like, get off it.
Right.
And also, if I go get off it,
then you need to entertain.
I think that's what the crux of it is. Is sometimes it can be used as a sort of lazy.
Yeah. And when she sat down, chilling, I'm trying to maximize that.
For yourself.
Because when she's on her feet, not chilling, she's not chilling. Like
she needs your.
I've never seen like. Well, I have, but. Or not even needs attention, but cannot sit still.
Fidgety.
Like, we'll sit down, get up, go there, come back, sit down, get up, walk around, jump over something. And then you're like, yo, brethren.
Energy to burn, man.
Stop.
Energy to burn.
Go to your room. Do something.
But then, but I guess I was about to say, that is it about channeling that energy? But you've mentioned way before about hobbies and football and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, she's really into swimming, but that's only once a week. She's really good at swimming. That's once a week. Other than that, not really. I saw something online the other day, and it was like this time lapse of this kid. And before he got an iPad, the kid was out in the garden and nature,
right?
Yeah. Picking up worms and playing and jumping, getting muddy,
yeah,
doing all these like activities, drawing, puzzles, whatever.
Very, very active kid.
Then they gave him an iPad, and like a month later or whatever, this kid's like angry, screaming.
That's it.
Just
the outlet to let it out.
Just the wild,
yeah,
just wild after having an iPad for a little while. And it was mad to see. But I know that when
did they take the iPad away from him? And then
no, it ended.
So they was like, we fucked the kid up.
Yeah, it was a sad ending.
kid's now in jail.
Yeah,
stabbed a child over an iPhone charger.
We all know what happened to him. but when my son gets of age to be like, yeah, man, like he wants an iPad. And or whatever, a tablet, and he's on it, and he's got games. I'm definitely going the route of like Emmanuel Snoopy, like I'm locked into your thing, and when I say it's time to stop, I just push a button on my phone. Everything lock up.
Shut down business.
Shut down. Go draw. And when also big man, when I say this is done, this ain't like come jar me now. Yeah, this is go draw.
Yeah.
Go
be creative somewhere else.
Go think. Go write some jokes. Do something. Practice your type 5.
Get your jokes up.
Yeah. Leave me be. Good night.
Get signed to Arsenal or something. Do something productive, bro.
but that's the challenge, is the whole sort of don't be a lazy parent. Obviously use a distraction technique. There are good educational things on that can be used when it comes to screen time.
If your kid's on their iPad for 8 hours but they're doing nothing but learning, can you be mad at that?
You can't really.
Obviously you want them to go out and be a kid and have fun and da, 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 da. But if they're learning.
Yeah. And it's the quality of the things you're putting on the screen, right? So like Zadie's not allowed to watch YouTube unsupervised, even though it's YouTube Kids. She can't watch it because she just watches like that mind numbing high color shit.
Just you know, high sensory
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that Coca Mela, and it's just that. It's all just. Yeah, she's like, no. Because it's like drugs.
Young girl joy.
Because she would literally sit there and just be like, this mouth open, just not bouncing off anything. Yeah. Like, it's not making her laugh. It's not making her sad. It's not making her happy. She's just there. It's like.
You know what show I can't fucking stand?
What's that?
Have I mentioned it before? The what? Night Garden.
No.
Don't go too into it.
Why?
I think it's in my show. I've got jokes about that in my show.
Oh, you need to tell me. Oh, I'm going to see them next week. Because I want to write jokes about it.
Yeah,
if I touch on it, just raise your hand. That show was made by a drug addict.
What's the
you're good.
That show's made by a fucking drug addict.
What's it about? Explain
it's
to just, the
it's
listeners.
It's about nothing, Michael.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Explain
to the listeners. The people who haven't seen the Night Garden, they may be thinking.
I'm gonna tread lightly because I don't know, you know, the ins and outs of Darren's show, but basically, yeah, it's just basically my when I see that show, I'm seeing like basically these are people at a festival.
I hear that.
Everyone on that show is at a festival, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all on different drugs, yeah?
They're all on different bits.
Bro,
it feels like completely non-sequential.
It reminds me of the Teletubbies.
There's one thing that comes out, and all it does is it goes, Makapaka, Makapaka. I can't explain it.
Yeah, bro.
It's a trip watching it.
Like, Teletubbies...
It actually was written by the Teletubbies guy.
By the four Teletubbies, there's a narrative to it. Like, Dipsy has got Tinky Winky's like thing, and they're going to this, and they're doing that, and the plant does that, and that's it. Whereas this thing is just like, oh, and then the Tomley booze, and it's just like, what the hell's going on?
You're just it's someone it's the, that was tripping balls.
They're all making different balls. They're all making different noises.
It's created by the guy that wrote Teletubbies. That's hilarious.
If you did anything like acid, LSD, anything like that, watching.
So you think this guy wrote it when he was tripping?
You might kill yourself if you watch it.
Yeah.
If you saw every time,
I'm gonna watch an episode.
Every time it's on, out loud, I'm like, "Fuck this show! Let's turn it over." Turn it over.
It's caused a visceral reaction in you, and you've actually written jokes about it. So it must be something.
Well, I've got plans
to
dabble
to
in
write,
it
to write jokes as well.
I'm gonna hold off on that until
February
29th.
We'll talk off, but I think we're all good.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
But my
angle is that I fucking hate that show.
Are you a fan?
No, I hate it as well, but for different reasons.
I think we're coming from different angles.
Yeah, completely different angles.
You're allowed to both hate certain.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. It's only fun. But yeah, just...
See you in court.
But the...
You got the QC?
Expensive lawyers don't win you cases.
He told this joke, but it ain't on Netflix or Tubi.
Can I repeat it for the audience? He's got four specials that aren't available on Netflix or Tubi.
But I think it's the quality of what you're watching on the screen as well. That's the thing.
That's true.
If your kid's watching stuff on the screen, you can, like I said, curate it. So we've got the BBC Learning app, which I tend to do with
Zadie. Okay, so it's quite interactive.
And then if she's watching cartoons, it's... There's like select ones you've got from... Not cartoons, but the kids program, like CBeebies ones. And it's like... I'll watch a few episodes with her, so it's not just you can just watch anything. If she picks something new, I'm like, I'm sitting down.
Have you seen Mama and Gran? I think is it Mama
Jojo
and Gran?
Gran.
Yeah, Jojo and Gran. Wicked. Yeah.
See, for example, here's a positive story.
That must be great for you because Caribbean.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So it's that and the fact that take Zadie swimming. She doesn't like going underwater. Hates going underwater. She did it once, hated it, traumatized. And then on Jojo and Gran, they went swimming. They went underwater, and then Naomi goes, You're gonna go underwater? And she's like, yeah, like Jojo and Gran. And the next time went swimming, Zadie went underwater.
Wow.
And each time she goes underwater, she goes, like Jojo and Gran. See, so.
The power of media and TV. Yeah,
there
look
you
at
go.
That. Shout out Jojo and Gran.
Yeah. So. It
goes the other way as well, because the older one used to watch this thing called. I don't know. but anyway.
What was the show about?
These kids superheroes kind of thing.
Mm.
But the bad person was called Mothball? Moth Hawk?
Yeah, Moth something.
Yeah.
Not Mojo Jojo.
No. He was a scary dude.
Powerpuff Girls.
No, yeah. Powerpuff Girls was serious.
Yeah, big up.
Those cartoons were the fly, though.
It's not gay if you watched it. If you watch Powerpuff Girls, you're not gay.
Powerpuff Girls was...
It was lit. It was a hit.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know, like... if you sat down and watched Powerpuff Girls, yeah, and like they're called Bubbles, Blossom, Buttercup, yeah. Don't ask me why I'm 30 and I still know the names. Shut up.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
Do you know which color?
What's the name of their dad? Which one?
What's the name of their dad?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what he looks like, though.
I know that he made a potion of sugar, spice, and everything nice.
Hey, because he's a fan, you know? Hey, you're a real stan, you know? Hey.
Mojo. And you had that weird pink thing that was definitely him. The pedo. He was a fucking nonce.
Yeah, that mad voice.
He was a nonce.
His name was him.
Yeah.
He is him. He is him.
Yeah,
him was a different breed.
Him was a different breed.
That's me. They were about to make
and he would just walk on the tip of A. Him. Well, that's what him.
There's fighting crime. The power pop girl.
Professor X.
But yeah, come in, but I say.
You. Daughter
watching a superhero show.
Moth Hawk.
Made her afraid of moths. So the same way this
show
made
her
brave,
yeah.
This show made her afraid of moths.
That's true, because your kids can synthesize things differently. Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm from an era where like my household, it was like, wake up, we got shit to do, get on with it, yeah?
Yeah.
There wasn't time to be scared of spiders and moths, these things, yeah. So I'm seeing people getting scared of moths and that, and I'm like, get over it. Like, it's not like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm not scared, your mum's not scared. So if we're not scared, why are you scared?
Where did the fear come from?
Yeah, like, but even so, like, if you see me running, run.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, but let's
see. If you see me running, run. If you don't see me running, you're good.
But do you think all your phobias are congruent then? All your phobias make sense?
Well, that's our point of fears, isn't it?
I'm afraid.
They're irrational.
Yeah, I know, but if I'm fearful, then my fear makes sense of following my fears.
It's phobias are irrational, not fears. Yeah. Fears are the rational.
Yeah, phobias are irrational fears.
I'm afraid of snakes.
But some
most
people...
snakes will kill you.
Wait, you're scared, proper scared of snakes...
If there's a snake in here,
that's different.
I'm bouncing.
Yeah, so would I. I'd hope everyone would. Otherwise, you're
if a
fucking
spider injured. Came in here,
yeah,
I'd be like, "Yo, there's a spider up there," and that's it.
Would you like? Would you want to kill it?
No, I don't
Would you have an inclination to like get rid of the quote unquote threat?
Nah, do you know what it is? Because we don't live in Australia. Yeah, like, I don't like killing spiders.
Yeah. Mine's totally mood based.
I will catch it and dash it outside.
Okay, you give it life. You're scaring it. Probably think, oh wow, damn, I'm done for. Like,
and I'll scare everyone in the house by going. Aah!
Oh
yeah,
wow, yeah.
See, I could run in my house.
Yeah, my wife would trip. She'll probably pass out.
Yeah. It'd be dumb. Yeah, she may accidentally kill the kids, just out of fear. Just pure erratic behavior.
But yeah.
The scatty behavior that says a spider. She'll just I can't do it.
I don't know if I have any phobias.
So you're not really scared? There's nothing that you're like, oh shit, like, what the fuck?
I have one phobia.
Loneliness.
No, I have.
Yeah, screen time, I think, if it's
actually
used for good, used for educational purposes.
Just leave it.
Sonic, controversy sells. Yeah. But educational purposes, distraction techniques and whatnot, you just want to there's some sort of fulfillment and benefit from what they're watching, not just... as you say, aimlessly. You want some time for entertainment. You don't want them to be dolls, but I guess it's trying to curb that because as they get older, they will find a way to...
Curb your enthusiasm.
That's a great show. They'll find a way to entertain themselves with nonsense.
I would like to come in now, my erratic advice for this parent.
Cool.
I always like to keep it balanced. Your kid's free.
Mm-hmm.
You are not free.
Mm-hmm.
Turn off the computer. Turn off the screen.
But she's saying this when she's not there.
Well, you need to bad somebody up then.
So she should bad up her husband?
Yeah.
How should she bad him up?
Just be like, listen, you little dick. Yeah.
he doesn't feel badded by this point. I think he feels quite confident.
Anyway. I told you twice. Run your shit, man.
Run the household.
Run it. Run your household. Run your stuff. Or stop moaning. Yeah, because you can't. If you can't control it, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about
it. Live and let be.
Don't worry about the things you can't control. If you know, when he's with his dad, he's going to be on the screen. Cool. When you get back or whatever, then you can intervene. You can have some sort of intervention and say, all right, that's that. That's done. Yeah? Simple. But it's happened. It's like, my mum will have my son on the sofa, and I don't like the way she's not reacting fast enough for his movements. So I'm on FaceTime.
She thinks she's not sharp with her reaction time.
She always gives it, well, I don't know if you know, but I raised the kid. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, cool, cool, cool. This is my one. Yeah? But I can't control it. It's going to happen, yeah? So he's on a sofa and he's doing madness on a sofa. She's like, it's fine. I'm not there. I can't do nothing about it. Can't control it. Got to let it go. Nothing's happened. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all gravy.
Mm.
Bit of screen time. Chill out, mum, innit? This is why mums aren't fun.
Oh, wow. We got there eventually.
This is why mums are not fun. Because you come in here with your rules and your regulations. Mums are VAR. You know that?
Wow, they're always
VAR. VAR.
Oh, mums are VAR.
Yeah. Always pausing the game.
Oh,
always pausing the game.
Ooh.
And stopping the entertainment.
God damn.
Ooh, that now.
To come up with some decision.
Ooh.
That no one agrees with.
Ooh.
Now for weeks we got to talk about.
Ooh.
This decision.
Damn, it said mum's coming like Howard Webb, you know. That's yeah. Serious.
Why are we why has there been a 3-minute break of this game?
Ooh.
Can you give us an example of some mum VAR?
Some mum VAR. Yeah, yeah. In my experience, just
talking about your partner here, talking about your actual mother.
Just,
or do you want to leave it vague?
just stopping the fun. I can't pinpoint it to like
to a specific example, but you just feel general.
Here's an example.
Oh, we got one.
We were mucking about.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't remember what we was doing, but an egg was involved. She said, "Stop doing all of that. The eggs are gonna break." I said, "Relax. It's eggs."
Mm.
Don't be extreme.
Hey,
that's a joke. Dad jokes. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they told to you? Dad jokes. Dad jokes.
Yeah, that's a big groan. I like it.
The egg box dropped in the end.
Ooh,
of course.
Like she said it would. Yeah,
eggs famously break.
Right, but only one egg broke.
That's not bad. Out of 12.
Out of 6.
That's it. Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, we ain't got your budget.
Yeah. It's a bit tight.
No, we had 2 boxes of 6. Don't watch that.
Hey, big up.
Only one egg
were
broke.
Were they expensive?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, jeez. Coming up.
That was an excellent joke.
Oh, I can't even continue about this. This is scaring me. I feel disgusted.
You know which one you got to do.
I'm not thinking about any.
You know which one you got.
No, I ain't got nine.
You say it all the time. I even put it in one of my sketches.
Egregious.
Yes.
See, how good it feel? How good it feel to get the pod off?
That is. There's actually people who. Comics who meet up and do puns at each other like, as a pun championship.
Yeah, they're moist. The egg broke. She shouts at us because the egg broke, but only one egg broke.
So you think that's a justified loss for the
now
pun?
Now you shouted at us. There's an awkward atmosphere, and you're in tears because the egg broke.
Oh, she really cried.
Yes.
Oh god, damn.
Oh damn. Damn, tears, shedding tears for egg, that's...
And you know what the funny thing was?
What's that?
After we got shouted at, yeah, because obviously there's underlying things there, she was feeling like no one listens to it. Don't give respect.
Okay.
Was it all three of you ramping in the corner with eggs? or just
everyone was ramping
except for her.
Yeah.
She should have been.
I used to go like this when we was ramping, and she would say something. I used to go like this. Woo, woo, woo! Fun police are here. Just go. Stop that. I am fun. Sure. Anyway, do you know what? And do you know what? How this has come full circle? Shouted at us. Everyone tightened up.
Yeah.
And do you know what we did? You went back to our individual screens.
See? You were all bonding, you were spending time with each other, and then VAR.
VAR, mum.
Last the team.
VAR.
Just shut it down.
Yeah, mum's our VAR still.
Well,
I heard that.
That's an interesting way to end that point. I'm going to bring on something else where mums are not just the ones, the fun police, they're the ones that are encouraging the fun. And people are seeing videos online and saying, you know what, we need to curb the fun. There are probably even men, not just mothers, fathers, saying we need to curb this fun. So there's videos going around of young girls, when I say young, I'm talking probably 8+, going to pole dancing classes at a form of
fitness. There's some boys as well.
Oh, well.
I saw some boys.
I didn't finish with the video. So young boys and girls.
Was it?
My phone just.
I have a deed.
Young boys and girls going to pole dancing class as a form of fitness.
Yeah.
I've never pole danced in my life, but I've heard that it's very strenuous.
You know what you went. When you went away for, you know.
Yeah. The BBL, Big Black Brother lecture. But people say it looks quite strenuous. So obviously, you have to have good core strength to hold your body up at that level, all your weight and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So you know you've got to be fit. It's not just this salacious or sort of exercise. It's a very physically demanding exercise. So they'd want to use the pole dancing class as a form to get these children into some form of fitness.
Yeah.
But some people are seeing the sort of sexy side of the pole dancing and think, is it appropriate to have these young kids involved in a sport or an activity which is associated with people stripping and money being thrown and all of that other good stuff. So, what do you guys think? Young children pole dancing, yay or nay?
Nay.
Why nay?
Yeah, as I've got nuanced view on it, but the overall thing is nay.
Why nay?
I mean, because maybe I'm wrong, but my association with pole dancing is sexual.
Okay.
So...
Is it GTA? You got too much GTA in your time?
GTA, actual strip clubs.
Pole
dancers.
So basically you've gone to strip clubs in your time and
have you not?
Yeah, I've been to a strip club. Okay.
Yeah, and
What woman did you get? What kind of did you get a lap dance?
Once.
What was the woman like?
She in terms of like nationality or
Yeah, sure.
I think she was South American.
Yeah, because you hate black women. You wouldn't get...
No, all the black women there, I paid them off before we got in.
You wouldn't. So you don't have to do this no more.
You'd have to do this.
They're on the Michael Academy Scholarship Program. I got them all up by the strip club.
They got paid off, man. So they're off. They have to do that life, man. So, you know.
Okay. but I do also understand the merits of it as a physical fitness, technical skill to it as well. Because I've seen like I've got people like friends and stuff. I've seen them; they've started pole.
Yeah,
JJ Lafferty is part of a show.
Is that
Scottish comedian?
I don't know that is, but I've seen them start and they're like you know they can't even get themselves up on the pole and then. By like 6 months later, they're all upside down. And like,
I'm like,
fair enough. And ironically, the one pole dancer that actually stays in my mind is this pole dancer I saw in Czech Republic. And so all the women are there just doing the sexy dance and stuff and whatever. And then they made a whole spectacle of this woman. Like the lights changed. They had different music. And all of us are like, you know, we're lads in the early 20s, you know, just throwing money about. But then when this woman come, we're all like, oh, like everyone comes, just put their pipe down. Like, what's happening? We can feel like this. This woman comes on. She's got a mask on. She doesn't even take her top off. And the thing she did on this pole we actually all stood up and went, oh my God. Because he was just like, just physical athleticism.
Yeah.
You were standing out to a pole dancer.
Yeah, because he was just like, it was just proper skill. Like, I just didn't know.
Appreciate that talent.
I didn't know you could do certain things. Like, the way, the position you hold yourself, I was like, that is
really good.
It was serious. It fucked up the whole mood of the strip club because all the other now sexy dancers, like, you want to dance? Like, no.
No, we've seen, we just saw, exactly.
We just saw some skill. Yeah. You know what I mean? We just saw Chappelle that you'll come up to me and go, what, do you have a joke, mate?
We want to hear your open mic.
Yeah,
give the greatest storytellers in the world. I'm going to use these drink tokens
and that's it. We're done with you like now.
So drink tokens. They're trying to show you cleavage, show you boobies, and you're like, you want
no,
drink tokens in a strip club is mad.
That's how they get you in. There's like 10, that's how they pull you in. 10 free, like, I pay this and you get 10 free drinks. But then when you're in there, and you're just there drinking the drinks, the bouncer's like, get dance. It's like,
from you?
It's like, go get that, pay for dance. Is you dance. It's not okay.
So the guy from The Simpsons.
Just under duress, just like, oh, I'll take her. Fine, just dance.
I thought of your joke.
Oh, fine, man. I'll take her.
Hey, yeah, you're there like, always having a good time. He's not in that vibe right now.
Look, if you've got a kid, that is interested in pole dancing.
Here's the thing, no kid's interested in pole dancing.
That's what I was going to say. What, I've never met a kid that's like, but I'm a I want to be a pole dancer.
Obviously, they're influenced by what they see. So if they come into school and their friend is talking about it, I went with my mum to this class and you know.
I hear all that. But obviously, when you deep it, like, what's the closest sport to it is gonna be gymnastics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go gymnastics, bro.
It's true.
Go gymnastics, little young bloods.
So you divert them away. Let's say, but no, there's no.
Yeah, because every physical skill you could learn in pole, you could learn in a gym. You can even learn in a gym with a pole.
Yeah.
And it could be all calisthenics, and it could be all the whole kind of bar thing. You could do all of that.
As a kid,
as a certain age,
you can't go paintballing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter how interested you are.
No matter how interested you are in paintballing, you cannot go.
Yeah, there's an age limit.
Yeah? It's got to be the same as this. This is an adult activity. Yeah? You can partake in this activity.
Even if they're not stripping, they're not taking anything off.
It's an adult activity.
But they're not taking anything off.
Doesn't matter.
Well, if it's like Darren said, there was a lady in the strip club who, of pure talent, there was nothing sexual about it. Just showing skill, strength, poise.
No. That is... Have you seen it since?
What?
Anything of that calibre?
Depends how often he's going.
No, not in a strip club setting, no.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the strip club setting. But I'm just saying that someone... Let's say if you're training... They're training the kids to be as good as that.
But my point is,
I feel like that woman's that good because she probably did gymnastics before.
But also, you're training these and kids no, to be no, as
she
good
didn't
as that.
Take her clothes off.
Look, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, there's a non-sexual aspect
but
to
out
pole.
Of the three of us, only one of us have seen that one time.
Yeah, we're not a good sample group. We're not frequent goers.
If you're also watching this right now and you've seen something of that caliber on a frequent basis at various locations.
Well, I don't know who's going to bait themselves up as, you know, this isn't like a raising
DM us.
Young
we'll keep it low key.
What young father is going to be like, I'd be at the strip club every week.
Just give us a thumbs up.
I'm working late.
Just go episode 54, thumbs up.
I'll be seeing them do this.
Just do that.
I'll be seeing them do this.
Listen, we're not snitches. Okay, it's fine. Just give a thumbs up, yeah? Look, because I don't know anyone that's training young kids to be like, do you know what, do you know what you're working for?
Yeah.
Imagine, just like, you know when you take your GCSEs?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the country is taking them at the same
time. Absolutely, national, yeah.
Imagine that was the same with team talks.
Yeah.
So you've got Arsenal, under-9s. You've got... track and field, under-9s, rugby, under-9s, cricket, under-9s.
Yeah, so sporting activities, under-9s.
You guys are the class of
of whatever, yeah?
Yeah, 2025.
Yeah. You are going to bring back pride to this club, to this nation.
Yeah.
Right? We believe in you.
Absolutely.
You stick with us, if you train hard, if you do all the right things, you can go on. There's no strip club. Yeah. It's like, you lot will one day be in the Czech Republic.
Come on.
Yeah. Doing this.
Yeah.
To the point where raging horny men.
Yeah.
Lose their boners.
Absolutely.
And stand up and give you a standing. Oh, that's what you're working for.
Absolutely.
There's not a single club saying that.
Well, those clubs lack ambition.
If you run a strip, if you run a pole dancing club for kids, you're paedophile.
Yeah, you are
sexualizing kids.
But that's where they're running into trouble.
It's not controversial. That statement's not controversial.
That's where they're running into trouble. It can't be solely for children. It can be like for adults that allow kids.
Yeah, you can't.
Hi
guys, welcome to Little Strippers. Today. It's crazy. Shit's crazy.
And then secondly,
the bounty hunters are shutting that down ASAP.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be up
on
the wall justifying your club. You're going to be in trouble.
If it's for adults and kids then, if you are a parent and you want to take your kid with you to a pole dancing lesson.
Yeah.
I'm going to refer you to MASH if I ever see you.
Woo!
To what?
Explain
what MASH is for the people
MASH
them that
is
don't
the
know.
Multi-agency safeguarding hub, and it's the snitch line.
Hey! MASH. Because even snitching.
It's where we got
MASH
concerns and we letting the council know.
And we're going to MASH up on them.
We're going to MASH you up. Yeah? If ever my kid came back to me and was like, you never guess where I just been.
You flipping tables.
I'm flipping tables. Brother, do what you want when you're 18, innit? Do your thing.
They come to you at 16.
Slide up and down that pole, rude boy. Do what you're doing, innit? Bring, shake.
God damn.
Shake it and bring the money home.
No, let's say she don't do it for money. She wants to do it for
whatever.
Fitness.
Do it for fitness. Cool. Do all of that. When you're 18, this is a sexualized sport. Or activity, should I say? Because I don't think.
What about beach volleyball? Any reservations?
No, volleyball's fine. If you're on the beach, you dress for the beach. But here's my thing, right? With the strip. The strip, you just call it strip, you know?
Yeah, that's the crazy. See, look, because you guys are sexualizing it. You guys are bringing your prejudice to the thing.
I am.
Pole, fitness pole, you call it the strip.
I am bringing my prejudice, because I just call it strip.
Call it the strip.
Let's just call it what it is, man.
But these things are too...
You gotta really put your...
History.
You can't piss on me and tell me it's raining.
Listen,
here it is.
I'll tell you this.
Here it is.
Hey, whoa.
In the video, is mums taking their kids, yeah?
Yeah.
Does this still run if it's dads taking their daughters?
Exactly. That's nasty.
If dads are taking the daughters.
How does that look?
Hey, it looks hella crazy. It looks hella crazy.
There's no other children's...
You think I'm going to be on a pole like this?
There's no other... There's no other children's activity.
Hey, but you set an example.
There's no...
What?
There's no other activity where...
Good core strength.
Where it looks...
I do sit-ups.
There's no activity that looks crazy for one parent to take their kids to and then doesn't look crazy for the other.
Like, oh, no, but that's like going to La Senza with your daughter and stuff. You're going to look different, a man take a father to a mother. There are
sexy underwear shopping.
Yeah, no, if you don't, I'm just saying La Senza. If you go compared to... your child's too young for that anyway. But
and
I'm
that's
just saying,
why the girl has to be of age to be going to La Senza. She go with her mom, innit?
Yeah, but I'm saying...
So, if you want to take your 16-year-old daughter to pole, then all right.
Not even 16, 18.
If that's what you want to do, but I'm still like, okay.
Look, this is what... I think this is what it is, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I've just cracked it.
Go.
Let's hear it.
If, yeah, you want to partake in... If you want to be involved in an activity...
Yeah.
The profession of that activity...
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's a restriction on it,
So say like there was competitive beer drinking.
Okay.
Right? You can't drink beer until what, 18?
Yeah.
Right? Legal age.
So you can't start training for that with alcohol until you're 18. Yeah?
I hear that.
You can't even do it as an activity. You can't book a pitch at Power League.
Yeah.
You can't do none of that because restriction is 18.
Absolutely.
Yeah? So, if I can't walk in a strip club until I'm 18 years old, no one should be allowed to do this activity until they are 18 years old.
But poles aren't just for stripping.
No, but where else do you see poles?
I don't see them in many places. If
you stay in a go-kart until you can race the Formula
1. Right off the street, if there was... maybe a world pole championship.
I want to watch it.
And if that is, then fine. Let's find out. And if that's the pinnacle of it, then fine. But I think the pinnacle is probably somewhere in Las Vegas.
If there is a world pole dance,
there is a world pole dance championship.
Show me the winner. Show me the winner.
If there is that, let me tell you something. If your kid comes to you and goes, "My dream is to be the champion."
There was one in Ireland, 2019. It was first held in 2015 in Amsterdam.
Pick a new dream.
Oh my goodness, world pole dance. You guys are fucked up now. It's a whole sport. World pole. There's a World Pole Federation. There's a World Pole Federation.
I'm starting.
You guys need to apologize to the World Pole Federation.
How old are they though?
I don't know what the winner looks like. Who's the winner?
Obviously, it's going to be...
What's their Instagram?
Does the world... What does the world poll... Is there a men's event?
Let's see.
Because I'm just trying to respect it as a sport.
You guys heard of the AVN Awards?
What did he say? What did you guys say? What did you just say?
What? I'm just checking if there is...
You guys heard of the AVN Awards?
You're only going to hear that back up.
World poll Championship. Let me see if there's men.
I have heard of those, by the way, because they...
Cool.
Only watch 3-time winners.
There's an international pole championship in the world.
She's only won 2 times.
There's the International Pole Dance Fitness Association. IDFA.
Are there any male...
Yeah, you're not answering the questions we're asking. Winner looks like, are there any men?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find the men.
Like I said, I'm trying to respect it as a sport.
World pole dancing. Still. Yeah, there is. Male winner. Dave, I'm not sure if I want to click it, but I'm just... But who's the best? The best male pole dancer in the world, Dmitry Polatov. So yes, there are male pole dancers.
And then what about the woman one?
Women, diminutive, short.
Yeah,
women. So it's like,
what does she look like, man?
What do we? Diminutive and short.
Do they need drug testing? Because Dmitry Polatov sounds like a guy who got failed drug testing.
Yeah, that's horrible, and now he's on the pole.
What's that documentary
called? The Russia Dopamine. That's a sick documentary.
That is. So yeah. So I think all feelings about it being too sexual. It's just prejudice.
Can we get a video up of the...
Yeah, we can. It's all on YouTube. We can look up at the same time. So I'm going to wrap up this episode by saying that this has been a good conversation about the poll. Because you guys brought your prejudice to the conversation.
It's not prejudice.
Man. It is. It's ignorance. It was ignorance.
Let me say something.
It was ignorance.
Wait, so you call it?
Go ahead.
At what age?
I deem appropriate.
Why is he deem appropriate then?
Get off the get off the fence. Yeah. I'm the pole.
No. Get them spinners out your ass. Get off the goddamn fence.
For my son, if he comes to me at age 8 and he says, you know what, he wants to get on the pole and improve his core strength and fitness, that's what you want to do.
What about 7?
7?
He said, I'm going to be 8 next week.
I'm going to be 8. Go ahead. I do your thing.
I see it's next month.
Do your thing.
Are you being serious?
if my 7-year-old son wants to go pole for fitness, do his thing.
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious. What's for... It's fitness.
I care.
Are you being serious?
It's fitness.
Mike, I'm telling you now.
No strip
I'm telling you now. Yeah. Xavi and Kasai are going to bully your son.
He's gonna beat him up.
He's gonna be sideways, just kick him in the face.
Yeah, he's gonna do all this calisthenics. All this Spider-Man. He's gonna say, all this Batman.
Guys, I'm not coming down until you leave me alone.
He spins down to play.
These gymnasts are real workers, you know.
When you get down with that ball, I'm gonna bust you in your stomach.
Hey man, I would have messed with these gymnasts because they are very
fit. Are you serious, bro?
You wouldn't just send him to gymnastics instead.
What did you say?
You wouldn't just send him to gymnastics.
Do gymnastics. He can do gymnastics.
No. Big man thing. All jokes aside.
We're not joking.
Are you serious?
I'm not saying I'm encouraging him. I'm saying if he wants to do it, I actually don't see the problem with it.
I need speak to the ogres about you, bro.
It's fitness.
It's not, hey, bro, man.
It is.
Call me toxic.
Run up and down the stairs.
I'm sitting firmly.
It's fitness.
Do push-ups.
I'm sitting firmly in my toxicity. I'm sitting
fam. This is not a child's activity.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'd rather my son be in the pub trying to be the Black Luke Littler, yeah?
But
surrounded by racists in these dingy old pubs.
Who's little black boy?
Yeah. How'd you learn how to throw them darts in Africa, mate? You know what I mean? Yeah? Then be on this sexualized pole sliding up and down. For what? Abs? For what? To get abs, bro. Do sit-ups, cuz.
Well, why do you play football?
Because I aspire to be a footballer.
Yeah, I wanted to be a footballer.
No, right now, the age you are now...
Because I still haven't got over the dream. I still believe I can make it somehow.
So you're bitter and ignorant.
No, I still think
I'm optimistic. I feel
Arsenal still might call.
Yeah.
So you guys are.
If you saw the goal I scored on Sunday, they might call me.
So if you're bitter and ignorant, you guys are still playing football. So why can't a young
your son is going to pole and he's practicing at home and it's just J Lo playing.
We did talk about music.
Your son's just hitting these shots.
that's good fitness and good stretch as well.
Nah, Mike.
Yeah, man. Because look, some people can't even look at that without injuring something.
Mike,
so,
bro.
Look, man, just good fitness.
I feel like.
Hey, man, we didn't talk songs.
All right, cool.
I feel like you're. You're pandering.
Pandering to who?
I don't know. I feel like...
He's so shook!
I feel like you don't want to upset...
You're so shook!
But who am I shook to?
The people you're scared to name.
Who?
The people I'm allegedly pandering to.
No. I actually genuinely don't know who you're pandering to. I feel like there's... You don't want to upset. You think I'm going to say gay people?
No, I don't know who you're going to say. But I just know...
Can I just make it clear? I have no problem with gay people.
How did we come back here?
I don't know. But I feel like you're...
I'm just saying...
You're trying to spin this on me.
You're saying... Who am I scared?
I don't know. Strippers. I don't know.
I don't think many strippers.
Feminists, I don't know.
The stripper community.
Yeah, feminists, maybe they can do what they want.
This has been a very funny episode, and I'm going to round it up right now.
Yeah.
This is another episode of Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. To my left has been.
Hey, this was egregious.
Egregious.
I'm not even signing off my name on that.
Hey, man.
Big up all my people. All my people.
Anyone in particular?
Everybody. Black, white, tall, large, skinny.
What about the short kings?
Short kings. You get me? Man them that like man them. Girl them that like girl them. People that like everyone. Yeah?
Yeah. Pansexuals and all that good
everything,
stuff.
Everything, man.
Yeah, respect. Everything.
Live your life, man.
Amen. Everything. And to the left.
It's me, Derek Griffiths. And let's sign off on one thing. Where are the best... Both dancers from.
Well, according to the best male one is
Poland. They're Poland.
Ah, that was a horrible father joke, but that is The land of the polls. Take care and peace.